We're up to Simin Tov Kuf Mem Hei Sif Hei, and that's what we're going to be doing. Mutter Lichtov, you're allowed to write on Chol HaMoed Shtar Kedushin, a Shtar Kedushin, that is Mutter. Shtore Psikta, that's a Tnoim. Gitin, Shovrim Receipts. Daitiki, what is Daitiki? A will. Matonis, Daitiki is a will when someone is a Shriv Mera, he's on his deathbed. Whereas Matonis, if someone writes a will in his lifetime when he's healthy. Pruzbulin, so that Shemitah should not be Meshamedit. Igros Shum, the Igros Mazon, which we'll soon see Psharin. Pirish Tori Psikta. She Odom Posek Losses Livno Levito Kach Vakach. What does Shtori Psikta mean? That is like Tnoim, what you say you're going to give to your children. Pirish Daitiki, what does Daitiki mean? Shtar Tzavo, Dotei Lamekem Elios. Priyish Pruzbul Pruzbuli Ubuti Kalomar Takonas Hamalva Shlo Ya'abed Mamono Vitakona Lalova Shiyun Samishi Alvenu. It's a Takona for the rich and the poor. Piris Ipirish Igereshum, what is that? Sheshomu Bezn Nichselova, that Bezn went ahead and they foreclosed, they took away the property of the Lova, Venosna Lamalva, and they gave it to the Malva. So they write a shtar of exactly how much money it's worth, and therefore what has been erased of his debts. Vigeris mozn, shemochu bezna sakarko, lemozna ishe v'abonos, v'kosu maise bezna alze. Bezna went ahead, a person left, and did not leave enough support for his family. Bezna will sell off his nechasim. Bezna will sell off his property, and they'll write it down. Inami shekibol of lozn as bas ishto, or a case where someone accepted upon himself to support a stepdaughter. Shtore chalitza umiyunim, miyun when we had kedushei ketana, and then they grew up and said she grew up and said she doesn't want to be married to him. Ushtore berurin, where they choose dayanim. Upiske dinim, to know how they paskin, so it won't be forgotten. Hago muter lichtov ksuba b'moed. V'yesh osrim. A machlok is if you can write a ksuba. Now, what's the shaila of writing a ksuba? The case was that you had a wedding just before Yontif and didn't have enough time to write a ksuba. So the halachi is that b'shas hadchak, what you do is you make a kinyan on a ksuba and rely on edim for that. Then, on Chol HaMoed, you can go ahead and write the ksuba. Now, why should it be mutter? Because the case would be that it's a davar avud. They may not agree on the tnoim of the ksuva, but the Mishtabura says that bismana zed that there's a standard nusach and very few people add anything to the ksuva. There's no reason for that. However, he says that in a ksav poshut you could be makel on a ksuva bismana zed. The osrim say that it's a shtar chov. The halachi is like the first daya, so you can write it in a poshut ksav. The igros sheila shalom sha'odam shaleach lachaveiro. Letters, writing letters. The afilu advar prakmatya she'ein avuda. Even if you're telling your friend about some business deal where time is not of essence. V'yesh osrim b'sheila shalom. There's a machlokas in sheila shalom. Sheila shalom is considered tzorech hamoed, but not davar avud. A maisa umin is going to be osir. And the question is writing a maisa uman? Even our script, our Pashita writing, we're knowing Hachmir, and the Mishtabura puts in the girsa that the minig is to do with Shinui, which means you write the whole thing on a slant, or at least the first line on a slant. And with that would be Mata writing a friendly letter even on Chol HaMoed. Now, this is only if you really need it for the Moed. So the pashas would be that if it's going to get there before the end of Chol HaMoed, it should be mutter, otherwise not. There is an Aruch HaShulchan who says that writing the letter is a tzorech HaMoed. It gives you pleasure to write a friendly letter to a friend.